Вариант 14.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AF» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I feel that in the future speed limits will go up. I saw a special program on TV about cars of the future. They will have automatic scratch repair, and that if people trust them enough to let the car drive itself, we will be able to speed through intersections at like 200 miles per hour with cars coming an inch away from us. Moreover, I'm sure that soon cars will be able to fly, making it possible to avoid traffic jams. Nowadays, technology is booming, and soon it will be everywhere. We'll live in houses full of electronic gadgets and robots doing housework.
Speaker B.
Of course, technology will continue to develop to make our lives still more comfortable. Some people even dream about implanting microchips in their bodies to have full control over electronic gadgets. But honestly, I don't think much is going to change, especially traditions. People will celebrate holidays with their families and friends, just like they do it now. For Halloween, they will dress their kids up in cute costumes and take them trick-or-treating. On Christmas Eve, children will still decorate Christmas trees and wait for Santa to bring them presents. And I hope beautiful weddings won't disappear.
Speaker C.
Microchips in human bodies? Colonies on other planets? There is a great deal of speculation about what will happen in the future. Personally, I believe there's no way we can know what kind of technology we may develop in the next 100 years. People in 1900 could not even imagine the technology we have today. They were still travelling by horse and using kerosene lamps and candles. They would never have believed that we would have computers and cell phones. I'm pretty sure we will have made a lot of advancements in robotics by then, but no one knows what else we might have developed.
Speaker D.
There are quite a lot of sci-fi books today. Well, I don't believe when people say that the future is going to be bright and we will live happily on our planet. Already now, the Earth is in a sorry state and the future is really frightening. The environmental degradation will continue till the point of no return when the Earth's ecosystem will be utterly destroyed and mankind won't be able to cope with this situation. Our planet will be a vast wasteland with no plants or animals, maybe a few ruined cities. Pollution will totally mask the cityscapes, and water will be absolutely undrinkable.
Speaker E.
Space exploration opens new horizons for mankind, and the discovery of new things in space is undeniable. There is no way we have seen every element that exists. What about the fourth state of matter? Our eyes were created so that we could see what there is on our planet, not in space. Perhaps we will evolve several thousands of years from now into a species that has eyes which are capable of seeing all 8 states of matter. The future is incredible to think about and imagine. We just have to fuel our hopes that there is something amazing out there.
Speaker F.
We are frightened by environmental activists that the Earth is on the edge of ecological disaster. Well, it's true that man has destroyed nature, But more and more, people nowadays are concerned about our environment, especially after the nuclear accidents in Chernobyl and Fukushima. I hope we wake up soon and realize how much we're spoiling the future of our children. Our world is not a rosy place, but no one is lazy or crazy enough to let it go to hell. In the future, I think there will be a kind of awakening towards nature and environment that will save our world.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I feel that in the future, speed limits will go up. I saw a special program on TV about cars of the future. They will have automatic scratch repair, and that if people trust them enough to let the car drive itself, we will be able to speed through intersections at like 200 miles per hour with cars coming an inch away from us. Moreover, I'm sure that soon cars will be able to fly, making it possible to avoid traffic jams. Nowadays, technology is booming, and soon it will be everywhere. We'll live in houses full of electronic gadgets and robots doing housework.
Speaker B.
Of course, technology will continue to develop to make our lives still more comfortable. Some people even dream about implanting microchips in their bodies to have full control over electronic gadgets. But honestly, I don't think much is going to change, especially traditions. People will celebrate holidays with their families and friends, just like they do it now. For Halloween, they will dress their kids up in cute costumes and take them trick-or-treating. On Christmas Eve, children will still decorate Christmas trees and wait for Santa to bring them presents. And I hope beautiful weddings won't disappear.
Speaker C.
Microchips in human bodies? Colonies on other planets? There is a great deal of speculation about what will happen in the future. Personally, I believe there's no way we can know what kind of technology we may develop in the next 100 years. People in 1900 could not even imagine the technology we have today. They were still travelling by horse and using kerosene lamps and candles. They would never have believed that we would have computers and cell phones. I am pretty sure we will have made a lot of advancements in robotics by then, but no one knows what else we might have developed.
Speaker D.
There are quite a lot of sci-fi books today. Well, I don't believe when people say that the future is going to be bright and we will live happily on our planet. Already now, the Earth is in a sorry state and the future is really frightening. The environmental degradation will continue till the point of no return when the Earth's ecosystem will be utterly destroyed and mankind won't be able to cope with this situation. Our planet will be a vast wasteland with no plants or animals, maybe a few ruined cities. Pollution will totally mask the cityscapes, and water will be absolutely undrinkable.
Speaker E.
Space exploration opens new horizons for mankind, and the discovery of new things in space is undeniable. There is no way we have seen every element that exists. What about the fourth state of matter? Our eyes were created so that we could see what there is on our planet, not in space. Perhaps we will evolve several thousands of years from now into a species that has eyes which are capable of seeing all eight states of matter. The future is incredible to think about and imagine. We just have to fuel our hopes that there is something amazing out there.
Speaker F.
We are frightened by environmental activists that the Earth is on the edge of ecological disaster. Well, it's true that man has destroyed nature, but more and more, people nowadays are concerned about our environment, especially after the nuclear accidents in Chernobyl and Fukushima. I hope we wake up soon and realize how much we're spoiling the future of our children. Our world is not a rosy place, but no one is lazy or crazy enough to let it go to hell. In the future, I think there will be a kind of awakening towards nature and environment that will save our world.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A-G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Simpsons Travel Agents.
Hello, James. This is Sarah Jackson. How are you?
Sarah, hello. How lovely to hear from you.
Sorry to disturb you at work.
Oh, don't worry. I'm only too pleased to be interrupted. Anything to stop me having to deal with customers and their complaints. Never mind. How's everything with you?
Oh, fine. Have you got a lot on at the moment?
Well, it's our busy time of year, you know, coming up to the summer. Everyone's booking their holidays. Still, I mustn't complain.
That's right. Business is business. Anyway, James, I spoke to Alan yesterday. You know about our get-together in Durham on the 14th? And I'm just ringing to let you know what's happening. We've decided to meet in the Lotus Garden, the Chinese restaurant.
You mean the one in Clay Path, where we all used to go?
Exactly.
Oh.
Why? Is that no good?
It closed about 3 years ago, but it doesn't matter. There's the other one, the Kuai Lam. It's just as good, better in fact.
Now where is that? I've forgotten.
How are you getting to Durham?
My train leaves Leeds at 5 o'clock.
Well, when you come out of the station, go down the path to the roundabout and go down North Street towards the town centre.
Uh-huh, I'm with you.
Cross over Framwell Gate Bridge and go up into the marketplace, where the town hall is. Then you go right into Sadler Street, and then the road divides. Sadler Street goes down to the left, and right is North Bailey. Well, the Kuai Lam is on the corner of Sadler Street and North Bailey.
Okay. Now what time are you coming there from Sunderland? How are you getting there?
Well, I'm so close, I'll be catching the bus. The office closes at 6, and I'll go straight to the bus station. There's a bus to Durham every 20 minutes, so I'll get the first one, probably about 6:30.
So you'll be there about, what, 7?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, look, why don't we see you in the Kuai Lam? I'm meeting Alan in the county before that, because we both get in earlier than you. I need to phone Alan to tell him about the Lotus Garden.
No, I'll phone Alan. I haven't spoken to him for ages.
Okay, yeah. You phone him then. What about if we see you in the Kuai Lam between 7 and 7:30? How's that sound?
Fine. That'll give me enough time, I'm sure. Shall I phone and book a table?
That would be great. By the way, where are you staying that night?
I'll be coming back here, I suppose.
Can't you stay in Durham so we can have more time together? You don't want to rush back to Sunderland, do you?
I guess I could give a friend of mine a ring to see if he can put me up. Yeah, I'll do that.
Great. Well, we'll see you on the 14th then, around 7:15. Bye now, James.
Bye, Sarah. Thanks for phoning.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Hello, Simpsons Travel Agents.
Hello, James. This is Sarah Jackson. How are you?
Sarah, hello. How lovely to hear from you.
Sorry to disturb you at work.
Oh, don't worry. I'm only too pleased to be interrupted. Anything to stop me having to deal with customers and their complaints? Never mind. How's everything with you?
Oh, fine. Have you got a lot on at the moment?
Well, it's our busy time of year, you know, coming up to the summer. Everyone's booking their holidays. Still, I mustn't complain.
That's right. Business is business. Anyway, James, I spoke to Alan yesterday. You know about our get-together in Durham on the 14th? And I'm just ringing to let you know what's happening. We've decided to meet in the Lotus Garden, the Chinese restaurant.
You mean the one in Clay Path, where we all used to go?
Exactly.
Oh.
Why? Is that no good?
It closed about 3 years ago, but it doesn't matter. There's the other one, the Kuai Lam. It's just as good, better in fact.
Now where is that? I've forgotten.
How will you get into Durham?
My train leaves Leeds at 5 o'clock.
Well, when you come out of the station, go down the path to the roundabout and go down North Street towards the town centre.
Uh-huh, I'm with you.
Cross over Framwell Gate Bridge and go up into the marketplace where the town hall is. Then you go right into Sadler Street, and then the road divides. Sadler Street goes down to the left, and right is North Bailey. Well, the Kuai Lam is on the corner of Sadler Street and North Bailey.
Okay. Now what time are you coming there from Sunderland? How are you getting there?
Well, I'm so close, I'll be catching the bus. The office closes at 6, and I'll go straight to the bus station. There's a bus to Durham every 20 minutes, so I'll get the first one. Probably about 6:30.
So you'll be there about, what, 7?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, look, why don't we see you in the Kuai Lam? I'm meeting Alan in the county before that, because we both get in earlier than you. I need to phone Alan to tell him about the Lotus Garden.
No, I'll phone Alan. I haven't spoken to him for ages.
Okay, yeah, you phone him then. What about if we see you in the Kuai Lam between 7 and 8:30? How's that sound?
Fine. That'll give me enough time, I'm sure. Shall I phone and book a table?
That would be great. By the way, where are you staying that night?
I'll be coming back here, I suppose.
Can't you stay in Durham so we can have more time together? You don't want to rush back to Sunderland, do you?
I guess I could give a friend of mine a ring to see if he can put me up. Yeah, I'll do that.
Great. Well, we'll see you on the 14th then, around 7:15. Bye now, James.
Bye, Sarah. Thanks for phoning.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью с менеджером отеля. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
What is unique about your hotel's location?
San Diego is known as America's finest city because of its amazing climate and natural beauty. Tourists can visit lots of attractions like the world-renowned San Diego Zoo or SeaWorld, located in the suburbs. Or, if they are just looking to unwind, San Diego is home to some of the most beautiful beaches in North America. The Keating Hotel is situated in the heart of downtown, where guests will find premier dining, shopping, and entertainment. Reflecting historic grandeur and modern allure, the Keating Hotel offers a chic retreat from the urban metropolis.
What makes your hotel memorable and unforgettable?
The Keating is an intimate boutique hotel with full dedication to exceeding the guests' expectations. The chic design makes it memorable, but ultimately, what makes it really unforgettable is the service and attention guests receive from our personal concierge, from the moment their reservation is made. Guests will rave about the Keaton Hotel's sleek design and lavish accommodations, savoury food and chic boutique nightclub. But above all, they will rave about the service of the personal concierge and their efforts to make sure every detail is taken care of.
Where's the atmosphere of your hotel? What types of guests does it attract?
The Keaton caters to a diverse clientele. During convention season, we have business executives, and at weekends, the hotel and nightclub welcome celebrities who appreciate an intimate setting without the media or fan attention. Yet the hotel has become most popular with people celebrating special occasions. We go above and beyond to make celebrations an extraordinary experience.
What makes your hotel a destination within itself?
The Keaton is a destination itself because it is located at the heart of the Gaslamp Quarter, where our guests have a bird's eye view of the main entertainment district in San Diego, without having to leave the comfort of their suite. Guests can begin their evening in style with specialty cocktails, followed by an intimate dinner at the Bistro Italiano that features fresh pasta dishes, thin crust pizzas, and unique wines from California and Italy. And the night doesn't have to end there. All hotel guests are VIPs at the boutique nightclub, where the city's top DJs spin and San Diego's elite come to mix and mingle.
Do you provide any special amenities to guests?
Our luxurious rooms and suites have lavish amenities like modern electronics, Wi-Fi, wireless internet access, luxurious Italian linens, an espresso machine, and also designer bathrobes. In the evening, the guest rooms are turned down to a relaxing setting and fresh baked pastries are set tableside for a nighttime treat. On arrival, guests are welcomed in the lobby by a bowl of fruit and fresh flavoured water made according to the season.
What are your responsibilities in the hotel?
I am responsible for the entire operation at the Keaton Hotel, making sure that all our guests are happy and want to come back and recommend our hotel to their family, friends and colleagues. Besides, I am actively involved in all kinds of renovations. 2 years ago, we redecorated all our guest rooms, our lobby areas and the bar. This year, we've also completely redone our wellness area, except for the swimming pool, which was built only a year ago.
What do you enjoy most about what you do?
I love all the various aspects of a large city hotel. It's the contact with the guests in the lobby, welcoming them to our executive lounge, inviting people for an exciting wine dinner in one of our award-winning restaurants. Yet my greatest pleasure is working with my colleagues and subordinates. When you feel that you are representing a brand like this, then you just can't go wrong. I am proud of what I do and of the hotel I work for.
Thank you for sharing your experiences. I wish you all the best in your current position and look forward to hearing more great things about your achievements in the future.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
What is unique about your hotel's location?
San Diego is known as America's finest city because of its amazing climate and natural beauty. Tourists can visit lots of attractions like the world-renowned San Diego Zoo or SeaWorld, located in the suburbs. Or, if they are just looking to unwind, San Diego is home to some of the most beautiful beaches in North America. The Keaton Hotel is situated in the heart of downtown, where guests will find premier dining, shopping, and entertainment. Reflecting historic grandeur and modern allure, the Keaton Hotel offers a chic retreat from the urban metropolis.
What makes your hotel memorable and unforgettable?
The Keaton is an intimate boutique hotel with full dedication to exceeding the guests' expectations. The chic design makes it memorable, but ultimately, what makes it really unforgettable is the service and attention guests receive from our personal concierge from the moment their reservation is made. Guests will rave about the Keaton Hotel's sleek design and lavish accommodations, savoury food and chic boutique nightclub. But above all, they will rave about the service of the personal concierge and their efforts to make sure every detail is taken care of.
Where's the atmosphere of your hotel? What types of guests does it attract?
The Keaton caters to a diverse clientele. During convention season, we have business executives, and at weekends, the hotel and nightclub welcome celebrities who appreciate an intimate setting without the media or fan attention. Yet the hotel has become most popular with people celebrating special occasions. We go above and beyond to make celebrations an extraordinary experience.
What makes your hotel a destination within itself?
The Khitan is a destination itself because it is located in the heart of the Gaslamp Quarter, where our guests have a bird's eye view of the main entertainment district in San Diego, without having to leave the comfort of their suite. Guests can begin their evening in style with specialty cocktails, followed by an intimate dinner at the Bistro Italiano that features fresh pasta dishes, thin crust pizzas, and unique wines from California and Italy. And the night doesn't have to end there. All hotel guests are VIPs at the boutique nightclub, where the city's top DJs spin and San Diego's elite come to mix and mingle.
Do you provide any special amenities to guests?
Our luxurious rooms and suites have lavish amenities like modern electronics, Wi-Fi, wireless internet access, luxurious Italian linens, an espresso machine, and also designer bathrobes. In the evening, the guest rooms are turned down to a relaxing setting and fresh baked pastries are set tableside for a nighttime treat. On arrival, guests are welcomed in the lobby by a bowl of fruit and fresh flavoured water made according to the season.
What are your responsibilities in the hotel?
I am responsible for the entire operation at the Khitan Hotel, making sure that all our guests are happy and want to come back and recommend our hotel to their family, friends and colleagues. Besides, I am actively involved in all kinds of renovations. 2 years ago, we redecorated all our guest rooms, our lobby areas and the bar. This year, we've also completely redone our wellness area, except for the swimming pool, which was built only a year ago.
What do you enjoy most about what you do?
I love all the various aspects of a large city hotel. It's the contact with the guests in the lobby, welcoming them to our executive lounge, inviting people for an exciting wine dinner in one of our award-winning restaurants. Yet my greatest pleasure is working with my colleagues and subordinates. When you feel that you are representing a brand like this, then you just can't go wrong. I am proud of what I do and of the hotel I work for.
Thank you for sharing your experiences. I wish you all the best in your current position and look forward to hearing more great things about your achievements in the future.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.